It goes away back at them.
They all run into Peace
River? They all come into Peace River. And you get a lot of rain, or it'll raise the water in Peace River. But it hadn't been very high a long time.
I guess now this is, it's funny. It seems like, I guess y'all haven't, what do you call a period like this when you don't have?
Well, it's supposed to be a rainy season, you know, and it is raining around, but it's just spotty this year. Usually every afternoon we can expect a rain down here this time of year, you know. Sometimes we'll get them, sometimes we don't. It just spotted around. I don't know what caused it, unless they've dried out the ground so much, no attraction there or something. I don't know what it is.
It is funny how it'll rain. You know, you seem like they haven't dry spell, a drought in one place, and be raining.
Oh, raining right around you, you know.
4 or 5 miles down the road.
Yeah. It's just been spotty this year. And it's really bad.
I was in one little place up the road, and it's a small community. It hadn't rained there in like a month. It had rained just 3 or 4 miles down the road every day.
Oh, yeah.
Gully. What do they call something? Maybe you had a stream that's cut out a place maybe 10 feet across, what would they call that? It's a gully, washed out gully, and say a small rise in the land, you know, 2 or 300 feet, that'd be
a hill.
Yeah, it'd be a lot higher than that. You'd have your
Well, no mountains here in Florida. They call it Mount Lariat. That Lake Whale, they call that a mountain, but it's no mountain. It's just a big hill.
It is a couple hundred feet high.
Yeah, something like
that. Is that the highest point in the...
I think they claim it's the highest.
You're talking about mountains like that. You ever heard your term for, you know, the side of a mountain that kind of drops off sharp like that? It will fall over the...
Yeah, cliff, I think they call it, don't they call it? Cliff, I think they call it.
And what about when you have, you know, water coming over the side of a mountain like that? You have
waterfall.
You mentioned earlier about the dirt road, you know, that... Did they ever have any roads out of gravel or anything around here?
No gravel, but clay. Clay roads.
I noticed some old drives and things that had shells. Did they import those shells, or they?
No, they dig them out around. There's shell places around that. I guess congregation of shells. I don't know if they be come from way back somewhere, but they dig them out around in the high ground here. Sometimes that be a regular concentration of shell there, you know. I never have been able to study that out, but they dig them out. This is shell we got out here in this front.
Yes, when I was outside a while ago, I was looking at some of them pretty good size.
Yeah, and they come from right out the edge of the place over here.
What's the term usually say for a little road that runs off the main highway? You know,
country road.
Yeah. And what about something that, you know, maybe a man's house is old, a mile and a half, or a half mile off the road there, a little thing that run up to his house, what they call that, from the road up to his house.
Driveway.
Yeah. In Fort Ogden, did they call those streets over there, you know?
Well, there's some streets, yeah, there's some streets, yeah.
Say if you were in Arcadia, you wouldn't have to walk out in the street, you could walk up on the
sidewalk.
Oh, when they first started paving roads here, what did they pave them with? You remember when they first paved them?
Yeah, they...